The G20 summit in Mexico has ended with a final communique that commits world leaders to take all necessary measures to protect the eurozone. Overshadowed by the economic crisis in Europe, the two-day gathering took place as Greek politicians continue coalition talks in the wake of last weekend's election. G20 leaders said they welcome plans by Spain to recapitalize its banks, and EU leaders in attendance promised rapid steps to promote economic growth. U.S. President Barack Obama told reporters he was encouraged by what he'd heard from his European counterparts.
First, our friends in Europe clearly grasp the seriousness of the situation and are moving forward with a heightened sense of urgency. I welcome the important steps that they have already taken. The challenges facing Europe will not be solved by the G20 or by the United States. The solutions will be debated and decided appropriately by the leaders and the people of Europe.
Meanwhile, the BRICS economies of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa also pledged to increase their contributions to the International Monetary Fund. The five BRICS nations all offered to contribute $10 billion each to the IMF in exchange for voting reforms that would give them greater influence in the organization. China also pledged $43 billion to the IMF's Crisis Intervention Fund, which now has a capitalization of nearly a half trillion U.S. dollars.